Today's New Testament reading is from Acts, the 10th chapter. At Caesarea there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion of what was known as the Italian cohort, a devout man who feared God with all his household, gave alms generously to the people, and prayed continually to God. About the 9th hour of the day he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God come in and say to him, "Cornelius." And he stared at him in terror and said, "What is it, Lord?" And he said to him, "Your prayers and your alms have ascended as a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and bring one Simon who is called Peter. He is lodging with one Simon a tanner, whose house is by the sea." When the angel who spoke to him had departed, he called two of his servants and a devout soldier from among those who attended him, and having related everything to them, he sent them to Joppa. The next day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up on the housetop about the 6th hour to pray. And he became hungry and wanted something to eat. But while they were preparing it, he fell into a trance and saw the heavens opened and something like a great sheet descending, being let down by its four corners upon the earth. In it were all kinds of animals and reptiles and birds of the air. And there came a voice to him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "By no means, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean." And the voice came to him again a second time, "What God has made clean, do not call common." This happened 3 times, and the thing was taken up at once to heaven. Now while Peter was inwardly perplexed as to what the vision that he had seen might mean, behold, the men who were sent by Cornelius, having made inquiry for Simon's house, stood at the gate. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome the Reverend Dr. Stephen Krentz from Trinity Lutheran Church in Hoffman, Illinois.
Cornelius was an impressive man. He was in the Roman army, and as a centurion, usually ruled over 100 men, but here it was ruling over 600 men. He feared God, regularly prayed, and gave to the poor. He lived among the Jews and probably even gave money to their synagogues. In our day and age, we would say about this individual, there is not much more he needs. Why bother him with any talk of repentance and forgiveness of sins? Isn't his good life, his religious life, good enough? The fact is, every last person on this planet, religious or irreligious, and everyone in between, needs to hear the great reality that repentance and forgiveness of sins is ours through the person and work of Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:4 says that Jesus desires all to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. In today's scripture reading from Acts 10, we see the great effort God makes to bring repentance and forgiveness of sins through Jesus' name to Cornelius and to a people that were the apostles that the apostles and early Christians considered outsiders. This great divine effort continues today as he works to bring more and more people to the blessings of repentance and forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name. God's great effort in this case was evident through him sending an angel to Cornelius so that he could send his servants 36 miles south from Caesarea to Joppa to bring Peter back for a proclamation session to his family and friends. One problem. Peter knew that many things about the Gentiles, or i.e. outsiders, which included Cornelius, would make him ritually unclean. He couldn't eat their food according to Leviticus 11, and their ceremonies didn't follow much of what he had been taught his whole life. So while in a trance, Jesus 3 times implored him to kill and eat unclean animals, eventually saying, "What God has made clean, do not call common." Paul expands on this in Colossians 2:16, where he writes, "Therefore, let no one pass judgment on you in questions of food and drink, or with regard to a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath. These are a shadow of the things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. In Christ, we are no longer bound to the ceremonial law, which means those outsiders, those unclean, will be made insiders and clean through repentance and forgiveness of sins proclaimed in Jesus' name. Cornelius, even with all he had going for him, needed to hear the gospel, and God would take great efforts to bring it to him. The people of this world, the good, the bad, the indifferent, need repentance and forgiveness of sins that Jesus freely gives. And those people include all those listening to this program this morning. And the good news, know the great news, my fellow sinners, is that through faith in Jesus, any and all outsiders are made insiders, holy and complete in Jesus. It is our Lord's desire and joy that both you and I always recognize this great truth. Amen.
We thank the Reverend Dr. Stephan Krenz from Trinity Lutheran Church in Hoffman, Illinois, for today's meditation on God's Word.